At the same time, many in Jacksonville are being laid off from jobs in restaurants. Others are wondering where their next meal will come from as they watch their bank accounts shrink. As WJCT's Brendan Rivers tells us, a new local food bank partnership is helping some cooks stay employed while feeding those in need.
Lauren Pomeroy is taking the goats at the Congrian Pen Farm out for a hike. These goats used to get a lot of attention from visitors, but agritourism, like all tourism, is on hold. And Pomeroy, the farm's ambassador, says they're pretty needy.
I can hear you all the way down there at the river. Just going back and forth. Yeah, I hear you.
Like most businesses, Congrian Pen on Jacksonville's north side is taking a big hit.
I knew that the tourism would come to a halt as, the social distancing was becoming a priority. But I was shocked to see that restaurants and bars closed. It was something I've never experienced before, and I've been in a restaurant for over 10 years.
Chef's table dinners and other events were a huge part of Congrian Pen's revenue, and it's having trouble selling what it grows. The farm has started curbside pickup and is working on delivery, but Pomeroy says they still have more than they can sell. So?
We did a 1,000-pound rice giveaway where we allowed our followers on Instagram and Facebook to go ahead and sign up a family in need or a person in need online, and then we delivered the rice right to their doorstep.
Another 2,000 pounds was donated to Feeding Northeast Florida, a Jacksonville-based food bank. President and CEO Susan King says it was needed.
Well, almost immediately we saw a significant reduction in our food supply. We rely on grocery recovery, the things that don't sell in a store or get close to end date. And as the shelves were bare when you went to the store, it's a reflection on what was available to us.
At the same time, demand is up from low-income families while fewer people are volunteering. But, she says, the community is stepping up in new ways. When the Players' Championship was canceled, the food that was supposed to feed crowds of spectators went to the food bank.
So this was all commercial packaging, institutional size stuff, and we, looked at each other and said, we got to find a way to use this. It was way too big in quantities and sizes to be able to safely distribute to families.
It was around this time that John Insetta, one of the owners of the Black Sheep Restaurant Group, called King and said he was worried about his employees. The two put their heads together and came up with a plan to have some of those workers help prepare meals with the food from TPC. Since then, several other local restaurants have come on board, including Rue St. Mark, Bread and Board, Bellwether, Chef's Garden, and Bono's. And Florida Blue is providing a kitchen and some food service staff. Andrew Blanton with Congrian Pen is one of the many people now working on the Feeding Northeast Florida project, a challenge that he's thoroughly enjoying.
It's a little bit like an episode of Chopped, where, we see what we've got, we try to assemble as many different things on a palette into something that we think that they could use to create many different meals for, the public that needs it.
The farm's Dan Garber says this is one of the most fulfilling things he's ever done.
I've spent a lot of time in my career feeding people that, to be honest, can afford to probably miss a few meals. So I think we're actually doing something good for once. It's a good feeling to know that, my talents, what I have, and even a little bit of nutritional background, we're able to take this and actually put it to a good cause and, take care of people that need to be taken care of.
The cooks and warehouse workers are getting paid, thanks to grants and private donations. King says funding will last another 10 weeks.
It's certainly not the wages that they made before, but we're hoping that it's something that can kind of help them get through this hard part.
More food has started rolling in, too. On top of what came from TPC, Feeding Northeast Florida is now getting regular donations from Disney, Cisco, and private donors. Just last week, they got more than 40,000 pounds of chicken.
We always say we have no idea how long this food will last, how long the institutional pipeline will last, but we're just going to keep going until we either run out of funds to employ the restaurant staffs or we run out of food, whichever comes first.
The meals are going to more than 2,000 low-income seniors every week. Brendan Rivers, 89.9 WJCT News.
Find out how to volunteer or donate to Feeding Northeast Florida and read all the latest local coronavirus updates at wjct.org/coronavirus.